This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, you know the routine if you've listened to us. If not, I'm going to give it to you really quick. Go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It tells you who we are, what it is that we have done, what sort of fruit that we have borne, because we're always bringing the fruit in the basket to show you what we have done. It's the job of the Christians and the patriots to bring the answers to the world, not the problems to the world. Put that up against Isaiah 58, verse 12. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and subscribe over there. We were just a platform not too long ago from YouTube, and we're actually taking time putting out all of our videos back across the social media platforms, BitChute, Brighteon, Rumble, and the such. So we're busy doing that right now because we're shifting over from the censorship that's taking place in this country, and everybody should be paying attention to it, folks, because this is exactly the last move that's made before things get real serious. And you can see that we are under attack, not by a foreign country or a foreign enemy, friends. Foreign to the Constitution, yes, but by our own people. We call them a bunch of Judases here. Put that up against Luke 22, verse 48 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 13 to 15 articles over there, combating the lies in the CIA-controlled media, because they are owned and operated by the CIA-controlled media and the six corporations worldwide, and they're useful idiots. And friends, we have to awake as to what's going on here. Put that up against James 4:4. Keep in mind there's no truth in these people, John 8:44. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go across the scroll, go down just a little bit on the right side. You will find us on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We will always be on that platform. So again, please subscribe. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, and join us on a live stream. If you want to call in, you can do that as well. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, let me just say this really quick. The American people have a responsibility to do the right thing. We're called the light of the world. We have foreign countries looking to Americans to do the right things because they realize that if we lose the light that we have, they know that their light's going out as well. Okay, just for the record. Going over to Daniel Webster, who said, hold on, I'm speaking to Americans right now. Though 133 cities are listening to me, 53 countries abroad are also listening to me. It also applies to you, keeping that in mind. Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. Check it out, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Hold on to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Daniel Webster said, miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. He said, hold on to the U.S. Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world. And guess what we're beginning to see, friends, and where's this starting? Now, I know, again, we're talking about, we all know what's wrong. Yes, we do, friends. The fact of the matter is, people on the right call out the left for their crimes against the people on the right, but the fact of the matter is, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Isn't that right? And let me put that up against something that Edmund Burke said, and he was incorrect, though I respect him greatly. Edmund Burke said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. I want you to pay attention to the fact that good men do not allow evil to prevail. So therefore, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And we need to get out of this paradigm that's played to merely cause us to pit one another against, pit ourselves one against another. And if you read out Mark 3:25, friends, you'll understand that a house divided against itself will not stand in any sense of the word. And that, at the end of the day, is what's happening today. When I go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, just to show you what I'm talking about, here's headlines. Fascist rule, Democrat, domestic terrorism, bill criminalizes political opposition. We all know it's wrong. I mean, folks, you've been conditioned to magnify the wrong rather than magnifying the right over the wrong. You've been taught to magnify the crime rather than magnifying the law against the crime, because if you magnified the law against the crime, we the people, guess what? We wouldn't be in a situation that we're in today. Second headline, first they cut out your tongue, cut off your ears, and remove your eyes. Then they cut off your head. These are headlines across America, friends. FOTC and CDC can't keep their story straight. They can't. So everybody's complaining about Anthony Fauci. Then why are the American people and the number of 330 million people standing back and sitting down allowing these people to continuously corrupt the rest of us? Scripture is clear. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. We're to purge the lump, friends. And the way that we do that is bring justice to these criminals that continuously create this domestic insurrection in which they're so hard and so busy at creating today. Here's another one for you, friends. Brazen takeover leading up to the inauguration day. I mean, really, Americans? Read Isaiah 59. This is craziness. Here's another headline. WSJ, OPED, big tech censorship is government censorship. That's exactly right. When you look at what's going on through the big tech companies, friends, that are censoring the American people, I shared with you yesterday, Section 230 was given by the government to stop pornography, to censor pornography. That's it. Which, by the way, used to be illegal all the way up until 1968 in this country. What have they done with Section 230? They have used it for everything but, and they are censoring at will, friends, free speech. They're censoring at will free speech. They do not have the authority to do that. So let me put this up against what I've always said. Either you're going to deal with corruption in your government, or else you're going to lose your freedoms. There is no in-betweenites. Let me say it again. Either you're going to stand up and deal with corruption in government, or else you're going to lose your freedoms. Because they do not have any delegated authority nor constitutional authority to violate your rights. Friends, when you read the Bill of Rights, you go to the preamble, it tells us that having at the time of their adoption concerning the Constitution expressed a desire. Now listen carefully. In order to prevent misconstruction or misinterpretation, right, or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. That was the reason for the Bill of Rights, friends. And what's under attack right now? The First Amendment. Folks, either you're going to be the law, or else you're again going to lose your freedoms. Because when you magnify the law against crimes, that's how you preserve your freedoms, and it's also a lie to mercy as well. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You know, I'm humored. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I want you to listen to this. This is the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 3. Listen carefully. I'm reading the very end of that section, okay? Again, Article 2, Section 3. He shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed and shall commission all the officers of the United States in doing so as well, okay? So when I hear about how the President of the United States is under attack again, I'm just humored by the ignorance of the American people. I truly am. Under attack by who? He's under attack by those that he promised to prosecute over the last 5 years. I highlighted this yesterday. I'm looking at headlines right now because we all know what the problem is. Okay? Everybody feeds on the problem in this country, and it sickens me to the core. What a way to live your life, for real. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, unchecked power, warning after Trump's permanent suspension from social media. Let me bring that back to Section 230. Donald Trump said that the Section 230 was a gift to the big tech companies. Oh, to do what? To go ahead and censor free speech? Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar. All those individuals that are grilling the big tech companies like YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, you know, do you understand the individuals that are used to grill them? It's nothing but show. That's what this is, friends. Because you need to understand the very ones that are grilling them in many cases, friends, are the very ones that gave them Section 230 to go ahead and violate your free speech. This is all set under false pretenses that they're actually doing something because the message they want to send the American people is, listen, they're being grilled right now. We've got this. But let me ask you something. Daryl Issa, Trey Gowdy, Jason Chaffetz, Jim Jordan. What's been done to these big tech companies, friends? I'll tell you, absolutely nothing but more censorship. And I'm here to tell you again that they are hand in glove in this operation in silencing free speech. Because it works for them, it protects them concerning the crimes they've committed against the people. That's what's going on here. And going back to what I said during the last segment, friends, if the American people understood that it's the job of the president, he's the commander-in-chief to enforce the law, to execute the laws against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, that's what he swore to do, but that's not what he's done. He's not the victim. He's the accomplice. Because if he hasn't prosecuted these individuals, then what does it tell you, friends, that he's a part of the plan? These are the foxes guarding the chickens in the chicken coop because they haven't been prosecuted. Hey, folks, Twitter CEO, YouTube CEO, Google CEO, Facebook CEO, every single one of them need to be fined and they need to be thrown in jail for their violation of free speech. I was talking to Tim Brown this morning. I said, isn't it interesting how the American people, they can identify the wrong every step of the way. They feed on it. I said, that's why we have to bring them to the cross. And I said to Tim, who does the morning show on sonsoflibertyradio.com, 6 a.m. Eastern, I said to him, I said, this is why I continuously reiterate the point that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died fighting against the very tyranny in other lands that they are now accepting in their own country. Your forefathers fought off what you're accepting, Americans. Your brothers and your cousins and your uncles and your dads and your grandpas and your neighbors fought off, and in many cases, fighting, bleeding, and dying, fighting against the very things that you've been conditioned to subject yourself to concerning crime in government. And it starts with the church, by the way. Do you understand what's going on here, friends? We have nobody to blame but ourselves. Again, Numbers 32:23. And why is this happening? Well, what we're talking about right now, if you just joined us, friends, is just this. We all know what the problem is, but are we going to live the rest of our lives just highlighting the crimes of those in government rather than dealing with them? I mean, what, you have bureaucracies and agencies in such small number, you have federal government, you have state government in such small number, friends, that 330 million people can't take and oblige themselves to actually right the wrongs? I mean, that's shameful, because when you read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, our forefathers looked out for their posterity. Their posterity. That's their kids. That's me and you. And I want you to listen to this carefully and note the first thing that was said during the preamble, during the Declaration of the U.S. Constitution. We the people, who are the government of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, what did they do? They established justice. They didn't tolerate crime whatsoever. Why? Because they understood the price paid through the revolution or the war on independence to get to the liberties, to get to the other side of the war in which they were on, and which they took. And God gave them the promise, right? It says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. The first thing, justice. Ensure domestic tranquility, peace within. How? By enforcing the laws against those that are committing transgressions against the law. Provide for the common defense, right? That's why we have the Second Amendment. Promote the general welfare, the good, not to steal from the haves and give to the have-nots, friends, and put that up against 2 Thessalonians 3:10. If you don't work, you don't eat, okay? And to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to what? Our posterity, our children, that's me and you, do ordain and establish the Constitution of the United States of America. What have we done with it? Can you imagine what our forefathers, they're rolling over in their graves right now. I mean, if I was to give most people 30 minutes to explain to them what happened to the republic in which they established, you have to ask the question, what would you tell them? Would you give them the bad news or would you stand up and fight to give them the good news? Because that's a grateful people that would do that, because to much is given, much is required. And to those friends that have been forgiven much, they love much. So out of gratitude concerning their sacrifice and Jesus Christ on Calvary over 2,000 years ago, we stand up and we live under those that died for us. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Okay? So let's get to that. You know, one of the things that I remembered was Woodrow Wilson. Love him or hate him, okay? He was the 28th president of the United States of America. He's the guy that said, we're trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from or what we've been about. That's what he said. This is the problem. Most people don't understand where they came from. That's why they don't know where they're going. And I want to tell you, especially to the first-time listeners, the first-time viewers, if you're confused about what I'm telling you right now, there's no confusion around any of this. When you take the time to know the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, it's really simple to understand. As a matter of fact, Jesus Christ used a child as the model of heaven. If you're listening to your favorite conservative today, keep in mind, they are the ones that are fueling the left and right narrative all day long, and it's unconstitutional. I just wanted to tell you that, okay? They're fueling division. And as a matter of fact, today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. They're worthless. Put that up against Matthew 5:13. And am I trying to put their light out to make mine brighter? Absolutely not. But I'm here to tell you, I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the answers that you claim that you want. Okay? My goodness, friends. You know, here's the thing. What this all reminds me of as to where America is today, it reminds me of Matthew 14:28 when Peter bid Jesus to come out to the water. He wanted to do what Jesus was doing. Well, Jesus was walking on the water, right? That's in Matthew 14:28. And Peter said unto him, Lord, is it you? If it is you, command me to come out on the water. I want to do what you're doing. And it tells us in verse 29, and he said, come on. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus too. Now listen carefully. This is important. In verse 14, chapter 14, verse 30 in the book of Matthew, but when he, this being Peter, when he saw the winds boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. Okay? It's anybody that walks the walk of faith. We walk by faith, not by sight, right? And we also understand that through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. So if you think this is going to be a walk in the park, your Christianity, you've got another thing coming. Remember in the natural. Remember Jesus always spoke in the natural, teaching people spiritual things? It's interesting. President Thomas Jefferson said that eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. And he actually desired a tumultuous peace. Okay? And why did he do that? Because he understood exactly what I'm telling you right now. When I go to 14:31 in the book of Matthew, what did he say? And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O you little faith, where did thou doubt? Why did you doubt? Hey folks, Jesus, if you call yourself a Christian, start acting like one. Jesus said this, he said in John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Where are you going to have peace? In Christ. And the Bible tells us that it's the peace that passeth all understanding. But in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And if we have our eyes fixed on him, guess what, friends? We are going to overcome. That's not speculation. That's the truth. Folks, as we're being inundated with everything that's wrong, faith shows us how to overcome in Christ, and he gives us the victory if our eyes are continuously fixed and single upon him. Hebrews 12:2. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to this, and I'm going to get where the pedal meets the metal. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Trump administration is expanding the coronavirus vaccination program known as Operation Warp Speed. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling reporters the vaccine distribution is going according to plan.
We have gained confidence in the integrity of our distribution system, which is now successfully delivered to over 14,000 locations, essentially without a hitch.
Secretary Azar also breaking a bit of news in the press conference.
We are telling states they should open vaccinations to all people age 65 and over.
President Trump on Tuesday called the new push in Congress to impeach him a second time a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. President Trump in Texas highlighting his accomplishments regarding the border wall. You're listening to USA Radio News. Condolences coming in from around the world after a multi-billionaire casino mogul has passed away.
Sheldon Adelson, an American businessman, investor, philanthropist, and conservative political donor, died Monday night. Mr. Adelson was the founder, chairman, and chief executive officer of Las Vegas Sands Corporation, which owns the Marina Bay Sands in Singapore, and the parent company of the Venetian Resort Hotel Casino, the Sands Expo and Convention Center, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper. Forbes listed his wealth at nearly $35 billion. Complications from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma treatment is listed as the cause of death. He was 87. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Over the 2020 holiday season, e-commerce sales grew over 32% from the previous year, with Americans spending a record $188 billion. Analysts say the increase comes as more people are shopping online due to the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sons of Liberty friends, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take a caller from Ohio. Sandy, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Well, I would like to say hello first.
Hello.
And I have a question.
Sure.
How are we the people supposed to go about and arrest all the corrupt politicians and people? It would be nice if we had a plan.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And see, we're seeing a lot of this in Michigan right now. As a matter of fact, I was going to read you a little post sent from a couple of my friends over there where the said representatives are beginning to say enough is enough. And the last time that they've seen this was actually under King George III over 244 years later. So people are coming to the end of their wire concerning the corruption because they see it across the boards. I just posted, Sandy, I don't know if you're online or not right now, but I did an article back in 2018 called Why Do Politicians Think That They're Above the Law? And it has the whole impeachment process on there. And if I could, and if you have a pencil, you can go ahead and write down Article 2, Section 4, the President, Vice President, and all, capital A-L-L, civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for the conviction of treason, Article 3, Section 3, bribery or other high crimes, and listen to this, misdemeanors. For the smallest of offenses, they can be removed, Article 2, Section 4. And then when you go to Article 1, Section 3, and for those that think that this can never happen, it's happened before. I want to go to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, where it tells us, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to the removal of office, but pay attention and listen carefully, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party that has been duly impeached, found in Article 2, Section 4, shall be convicted, nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. So for those that think that this is not happening and cannot happen, I'm here to tell you, not only is there impeachments going on across the United States, there's recalls concerning governors across the United States of America. And for some reason or another, Sandy, these people think that they're above the law. And the reason they think that they're above the law is because they're not used to people like you, and they're not used to people like me saying, you know what, we've had enough, we want arrests, we want them impeached, and we want them prosecuted. So with that said, I hope that helped just a little bit, but your representatives do have to stand up. And I did have this conversation with our said representative in our county, and he said, we need help from the outside. This is what he said to me. It was a senator. He said, we need help from the outside concerning those that are transgressing the U.S. Constitution, and we need to have law enforcement come in and basically incarcerate them right on the congressional floor in the state of Minnesota. So I believe that there's a lot of individuals inside that are looking for help. And Sandy, I know you're in a hot spot right now too with the wine out there in Ohio. But the fact of the matter is, people are getting to the point, as we already said here, that they're enough is enough. And so it's time to remove them. The people need to stand up and put their foot down is what they need to do. And I just gave you your ammo, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Would it be possible to put that information in the comments below, because I didn't have a chance to write it down by the time I found my pencil? It's too late.
Where are you at? What platform are you on right now, Sandy?
I am on Facebook.
Okay, I will post it for you right now as we speak, and there is the article. Also, get in contact with your said representatives, because you can rest assured that there are those representatives on the inside that are looking for people to get the ball rolling. And rest assured, friends, this can happen if we want to see it through. And if we want to see it through, guess what? We're going to get the results that we're willing to fight for. So I appreciate your phone call, Sandy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you answering all my questions.
Yep, you got it. And it is posted on social media right now for you. So check it out.
Okay, thanks very much.
Yep, thank you, ma'am. Folks, people do need to understand. Again, you guys are making it your show, so we're going to go right down the line, and we're going to give you the information that you need. That, folks, you can only oppress a people for so long before people say, that's enough. You can hear Sandy in Ohio. And here again, we have a woman standing up and doing what needs to be done. But the fact of the matter is, friends, you got to keep in mind that here, let me give you one example of impeachment. OK, and it was some time ago, but it was actually in 1868. And it was the impeachment of Andrew Johnson. OK, when the United States House of Representatives resolved to impeach President Andrew Johnson, adopting 11 articles of impeachment detailing, listen carefully, his high crimes and misdemeanors in accordance with Article 2 of the United States Constitution, of course, Section 4. The House's primary charge against Johnson, listen to how minute this is, friends. The House's primary charge against Johnson was violation of Tenure of Office Act. That's it. Passed by the U.S. Congress in March of 1867 over the president's veto. Okay? Specifically, he had removed from office Edwin M. Stanton, the Secretary of War, whom the act was largely designed to protect, and attempted to replace him with Brevet Major General Lorenzo Thomas. Okay? Earlier, while Congress was not in session, Johnson had suspended Stanton and appointed General Ulysses Grant as Secretary of War. So that's all he did without the permission of Congress. And who is Congress? The voice of the people. And because he did that, he was impeached. Now, we can also go over to Richard Nixon, the same thing. Folks, we see what's going on. Americans know that there's a power inside of this government. I remember one time Bill Clinton was asked about government. He said, there's a government inside of this government, speaking of America, that I have no control over. Okay? No, of course they don't. Because the Lord is he's in control of all things at all times and all places, regardless if you want to see it that way. Nations are either blessed by God or they're judged by God. Right now, we're being judged. Okay? But when we look at, for example, the impeachment process of Nixon, for those that did not know, this Watergate was nothing but smoke and mirrors to get your eyes off of what the whole impeachment process was really about. And what the impeachment process was really about was they were trying to cover for a pedophile ring back in the 1970s under Richard Nixon, if you didn't know that. Okay, Watergate was smoke and mirrors, friends, a distraction. That's all it was. And it's the same thing going on with Bill Clinton back in the 90s. You were told that he was being impeached by the House in 1998. Later, the Senate found him not guilty, and you were told it was because of his infidelity. Well, that's true. If he can't be faithful to his wife, he can't be faithful to his country, right? Well, the fact of the matter is, if we take it a step forward, if he can't be faithful to God, he can't be faithful to his wife, and he can't be faithful to his wife, don't expect that he's going to be faithful to you. But it did have nothing to do with Monica Lewinsky and his infidelity. It had everything in the world to do with Chinagate back in the 1990s. This is why he was impeached, but they distracted the American people again to get their eyes off of what he was doing. And what Bill Gates has been doing and his wife have been doing for a long time has been committing the act of treason against the American people, and that is a violation of Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Let me give you a little more on that. The impeachment process was over Chinagate, which means Bill Clinton, as the President of the United States of America, friends, he was actually selling off American military secrets to the Chinese. So you're hearing China again today. We've seen his wife sell, steal uranium ore from America and sell it to Russians. So if you're hearing from Russia and China all day, friends, you need to understand they're trying to create a global order right now. And if I can, while I'm here, I also want to direct you to something I know is true. Folks, this domestic insurrection that's taking place today in this country by big tech companies and the mainstream media and corrupt politicians, this is to get your eyes off of what's going on the outside. I've been saying this for 20 years. This is not brand new. I know there's some guys that are just finally starting to catch up as to what's going on. But the fact of the matter is, friends, while you're being distracted inside, pay attention to what's going on the outside, because sooner or later, America's going to get whacked by China and Russia. You can go ahead and mark my words. Go ahead and mark my words. And America is being destroyed, friends, not by a foreign enemy. It's being destroyed for sin before a just and a holy God. This nation is being turned into hell because they've forgotten God. And there is no other direction to look if you want answers than the Word of God. And until we get this right, and until America repents before a just and a holy God, nothing's going to change. And I can tell you right now, friends, that regardless if things do change for the better, we're still going to pay the piper for what Americans have tolerated through their corrupt politicians. I want you to think about this. America, you are hated by foreign countries all over the world. And I'm going to tell you why you're hated by foreign countries all over the world. You're hated by foreign countries all over the world because of what you've allowed your said representatives to do to third world countries. You're hated, you're called the great Satan because of what you've allowed corrupt politicians to do. And now you can see it's coming home, isn't it? You can see since September 11th, it's not a foreign enemy that your said representatives are at war with. It's you that they're at war with, America. And it doesn't get any clearer than what you're seeing on the horizon right now, does it? So again, let me resort back to this. Either we're going to throw off the men that are perverting the Constitution lawfully, or else we're going to lose our God-given rights. And if you're not willing to fight for your God-given rights, then don't complain about them when they're gone, friends. Because I want to tell you what, as I've always said and I say again, there is no more road to kick the can down. Okay? So if you want to check out this article, please do. This is the process of impeachment. And you can rest assured, friends, this is happening all across the United States of America. People are standing up just like the likes of Sandy and saying, you know what, we've had enough. Our men are sitting around watching football, watching a bunch of full-grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball. And our grandchildren are going to be subject to these people, and they're going to be enslaved if we don't do something about it. And again, rightfully so. And I praise God for every one of you women that are willing to stand up and do what men are unwilling to do. And for you men that are doing your job, I'm right with you, brother. Let's keep doing what we're doing because we can win the day. If you want to call in, final segment coming up, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're going to go in the direction of giving you a bit of a download as to what's going on over in Michigan right now. I want to read a letter from said representatives that are beginning to tell their governments, you're not going any further with us. We're done with you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
1-866-582-9933. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe. We're always on that platform. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. We're always on that platform. We're also on beforeitsnews.com right now. Beforeitsnews.com. Go ahead and click onto the platform and what you see there and join us on live chat right now. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to give you some information on what's going on. During the break, I have a thousand things going through me that I want to dump on the people. And it's interesting when you go to Deuteronomy 4, listen carefully. It tells us in verse 5, behold, this is the Lord saying to the children of Israel, us, the people, okay? Not the land, the people. I have taught you statutes and judgments. even as the Lord my God commanded me, not suggested, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Verse 6, keep therefore and do them, American Christians, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord God is in all things that we call upon him for? Amen. Okay, so with that said, friends, when I think of the Declaration of Independence and the four references made to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then I begin to see all the usurpations by the king that they threw off, and keep in mind the slogan given unto us by Benjamin Franklin, by Thomas Jefferson, by John Adams, Roger Sherman, Robert Livingston, the list goes on. Every single one of them that appended their name to the Declaration of Independence, folks, they threw off a tyrant that will not be ruled by God. Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13. Okay? And when you look at the Declaration of Independence alone, friends, just that alone, oh my goodness, that's all you need. It's called the seedbed to the U.S. Constitution. And if you want to know what our forefathers, their forefathers left them as some sort of Declaration of Independence, check out the Mayflower Compact. Oh, my goodness. I mean, folks, it's just craziness, the history that we have lost. Remember what I said just a little bit ago? Woodrow Wilson, the president, the 28th president, said, we're trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from or what we've been about. He said, America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify that devotion to the elements of righteousness which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture. I'm not talking about you seeking the face of a man, a priest, a pastor. Folks, I'm telling you to seek the face of God. And he promised that you'd find him if you seek him with your whole heart. Jeremiah 29:13. But what I want to do is, because what we're doing is talking about right now, well, now that we all know what's wrong, which we do, and we've been raised to believe this is how we're supposed to live our lives. Baloney, folks. This isn't peace. This isn't peace in any sense of the word. This is confusion. And again, if you go to Daniel 9:7, you'll understand why we are a confused people. And I should say we, because I'm in it with you. Am I confused? Absolutely not. I know where my source comes from. I know where my eyes are fixed. And I know that I overcome every single day of my life. Why? Because of what he's bestowed upon me. And that is not fictitious. Listen, what God puts in you, no devil in hell can take you out. And no devil in hell can take it out of you. And I want to tell you, friends, for the first time listeners as well, I wasn't talked into where I'm at right now, okay? And if I wasn't talked into serving Christ, I can't be talked out of it. So there you have it. Now let me get over to this, because we're talking about, well, we all know what's wrong, but let me show you what's being righted, just to give you a couple examples to encourage you as to what is going on just in the state of Michigan. I got, as a matter of fact, a couple people from Michigan this morning sent me over these documents concerning their said representatives that are saying, no more, we're done. Folks, they're saying, we're done with your corruption. We're done with your compromises. And I'll let you hear this right now. I'm just going to read this. This is from Baraga County in their manifesto. Listen carefully as to how the sheriff is standing up, the clerk is standing up, the commissioners are standing up, friends, and the list goes on and on of commissioners that are saying, no more. And they signed their names to it, and they sent it off to the governor, and they said, enough. Okay, here it is. We, the undersigned county officials, have been duly and constitutionally elected by the citizens of Baraga County, Michigan, do hereby declare on this 11th day of January 2021. Since March 10th of 2020, the people of the state of Michigan have endured restrictions on their freedoms which have not been seen in North America since the days of King George III and the American Revolution. In the face of the worldwide pandemic, plandemic I call it, our political leadership, we don't have leaders, we have representatives, in Lansing have ignored the protections guaranteed to all American citizens by the Bill of Rights. okay, by the Bill of Rights, in favor of medical models designed to predict the course of a still, for the most part, unknown virus. Listen, friends, what Americans are talking about. You just again heard on the media how they're pushing the narrative right over all opposition to what's taking place. Yesterday, I just highlighted the fact that those that are impeding the way are beginning to come forward, friends, concerning the narrative that Bill Gates and this current administration is selling you, along with the church through Pastor Jeffress. They are impeding their way because they are standing in strong contrast to the lies that you're being told about the media. Pay attention to the fact that they highlighted the fact that the virus that still can't be proven, the unknown virus, they call it. Yes. Remember how I told you at the offset of this pandemic, the ones selling you the virus are the ones selling you the vaccinations. And what they've done is they've roughshod the American people without having to prove the sensationalized version of this virus, 99.75% recoverable rate, and they're blowing it up to be this big what, folks? Because they want to get a vaccination into your arm. That's what this is about. And by the way, March of last year, Bill and Melinda Gates patented a vaccination, and guess what it's called? And I'm talking about the ingredients to vaccinations. It's called Luciferin, and it's called dash Luciferin. Okay, Luciferus and Luciferin. Luciferus and Luciferin. Google it, you'll find it. It will be the first thing that pulls up. Okay, this is coming from them. But again, I just wanted to highlight the fact that they're calling it the unknown virus. They go on. The result has been the unilateral adoption of clearly unconstitutional measures which treat human beings like a herd of animals and which arbitrarily pick economic winners and losers. That's what this is all about. Hey, friends, since the attack on small businesses, do you realize that billionaires globally have increased their wealth 27%? This isn't about a virus, friends. This is about what a bunch of people will submit themselves to without any proof. And you're seeing 80% of the people in this country wearing masks today concerning an unknown virus. And what's even worse about it is when you go to the mask, it tells you that it does not prevent COVID-19 specifically. But they're still wearing them, aren't they? Had a guy the other day test my son. Didn't fare very well with him. Matter of fact, he was in a grocery store, and the manager came up to him when he was walking out the door. And he told my son, "You're not buying those unless you put on a mask." He said, "I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not going to pretend with you." He grabs the little basket out of his hands, walks outside the door, calls me up, says, "Dad, listen to what just happened." Folks, it didn't take but 2 minutes, and I told my son, I said, "You go back into that store. I just set this guy straight, and I hope he understands that I mean what I say, because I do mean what I say. You harass my kid one more time for what is not law in this country, I will take you personally to task. And Americans, that's what you have to do." My son went back in there, and he got his groceries, and he came home, and everything's A-okay. I purposely went to that grocery store yesterday because I wanted him to test his steel. And it ain't steel, it's tinfoil. Matter of fact, it's complete air, because there's nothing behind these mandates. Okay? Let me finish this. Oh my goodness, that works me up. It really does. Talking about herding animals in which arbitrarily pick economic winners and losers. Americans, you lose. Big corporations win. Our citizens' rights to assemble, to freely practice their religion, to travel, to keep their property, business, and jobs, even to dress as they please, have all been swept aside. And to what end? The pandemic rages on, and Lansing's failed efforts to control the spread of the virus is blamed on the people themselves rather than the science community's admitted lack of data and understanding of COVID-19. So what's going to happen, friends, is you're being raped right now, literally, as your coffers are being emptied right now through these COVID-19 bills, as they're aiding and abetting your enemies, your sworn enemies, like just last week and a half by the President of the United States of America. The bill's called COVID-19 Relief Bill, friends, had little to do with you, had everything to do with giving your money that you work for and reallocating it over to your foreign enemies. Did you know this, America? Even taking $3.5 billion and giving it to Gavi, Bill, and Melinda Gates is vaccination projects. This all signed by yours truly, Donald Trump. Okay? It's time Americans become principled just like these individuals in Baraga County in Michigan and begin to hold their government accountable and say no more. Friends, I suggest don't just impeach them, but prosecute them individually concerning every single one of them. That's how you preserve your freedom.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.